Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk, and today we are back in the Crime Talk studios. Let's talk about the docket. First, Lori Vallow gets reasonable. Second, Evelyn Boswell. Let's talk about the grandma's boyfriend. And third, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. We have a somewhat short docket today, but hopefully you'll still find it interesting and perhaps educational. If you have not already done so, please hit that little subscribe button, hit that little bell so you receive notifications, and always leave us a comment on what you think about the cases we discuss. First, Lori Vallow. She's getting reasonable. Let's talk about what's taken place. Now remember, Ms. Vallow has a warrant from Idaho so that she can be extradited back to the state of Idaho to face the charges of abandonment related to her two missing children. She's been unable to provide any information or cooperation as it relates to their whereabouts and seemed very nonchalant and somewhat dismissive of the whole proceedings. Now, the other day, her attorney tried to get the bond reduced. Denied. Things got real quick right after that. Then she had a hearing yesterday afternoon for a bond reduction. The judge denied the bond reduction, keeping it at $5 million. Well, where did Ms. Vallow get reasonable? Well, originally, remember her attorney had asked for a bond of $10,000, saying, you know, she's not fleeing anywhere. Her husband resides here in Kauai. This is just where she started to reside. I get that. Okay, but she got reasonable in the sense that she is waiving extradition back to the state of Idaho. Had she fought extradition, they were going to have a hearing on March 2nd to establish an identity hearing. And then comes the whole governor's warrant. We talked about that video a couple days ago about, oh, this governor has his little fancy seal and Hawaii's got their little fancy seal and they'll ship her back. Now she's saying, hey, Idaho, come get me. All right, because otherwise it could take up to 90 days and she would be sitting there in custody. So she's saying, let's get back to Idaho. And I guarantee you the first thing she's going to argue is that I waived extradition. Please reset my bond. We'll see how things go. The husband is still standing by her side, Chad DeBell. And we will see if that continues, if he decides to return to Idaho or stay in Kauai and enjoy the pleasant weather. Next on the docket, an Evelyn Boswell update. As of the recording of this video, still no one can say where Evelyn Boswell might be and if she is deceased or alive and with whom she still may be with. The mother of Evelyn Boswell, Megan Boswell, was arrested and being held on a $25,000 bond for false statements. Now, obviously, she is a suspect in the disappearance of her daughter. It's unclear if she's spoken to the police and stated something that she knows about the whereabouts of her daughter or if something happened to her. We just don't know that information quite yet. But the police have obviously charged her with something to get her into custody, and let's face it, they're trying to sweat her, okay? But when you start to sweat people by charging them and you don't have enough evidence for the bigger crime that you possibly suspect them of, then, well, they're in custody. They're going to get an attorney. And what's the attorney going to do? The attorney's going to tell them to shut your mouth. At least when she was out, she was talking. And if she's talking, she's going to be talking to people and she may slip up and say where the child may be or what happened to the child or whom was responsible for something taking place to the child. I get that tactic. I don't think it always works. I think sometimes it backfires. But if they thought she was maybe a flight risk, who knows exactly what their thinking was on that. Let's talk about the boyfriend of the grandmother in this particular case. Now, so we're clear, Evelyn Boswell is the missing toddler. Megan Boswell is the mother of Evelyn Boswell. And then you have the mother of Megan, who is the grandmother of Evelyn, and that's Angela Boswell. Now, Angela Boswell got arrested the other day when she was driving with her boyfriend, William McLeod, and they were driving a 2007 BMW, and they were ultimately arrested in North Carolina. William McLeod's now back in Tennessee. Mom should be coming back shortly. Now, apparently, the story that Mr. McLeod is giving is that he thought the 2007 BMW was a gift from Megan. Well, why would an 18-year-old be gifting her mother and her boyfriend a car? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And apparently, however this car came about, the sale was never really consummated, hence the reason for the theft charge. Now, this William McLeod has a history, all right? And the only reason I bring this up, and hopefully it'll come apparent in just a second, he has a history, a criminal history, and he was currently free on bond at the time of his arrest for two aggravated assaults where he was currently facing charges in Sullivan County, which is in North Carolina, is my understanding. And in those charges, it's alleged that he attacked, at the time, his other girlfriend, and he's accused of choking his girlfriend repeatedly to the point where she was having trouble with her vision, to the point where it was being blurred, and then grabbing her hair and slamming her face and punching her to the ground. Seems like quite a gentleman. I'm just kidding. No, he does not. Now, whatever comes about in this particular case, if they're able to find Evelyn Boswell, and let's hope that she is completely safe, but let's just assume she is not for a second, okay? And let's, depending on who is charged, whether it would be the mother, the grandmother, who knows? Perhaps Mr. McLeod. But if, let's just say the mother is charged, who's going to be the first alternate suspect? Who are you going to say possibly did something to the child? Mr. McLeod, possibly. Wouldn't you agree? And why would you lie to the police? Why would you be scared? Well, maybe because Mr. McLeod is a bad man. Maybe Mr. McLeod is a scary man. Just telling you how these cases start to develop. Megan Boswell gets an attorney, whether it's through the public defender's office, unlikely she could afford private counsel. Those are the type of things that will be explored for a possible defense. Now, obviously, Mr. McLeod is presumed innocent, as is everyone in this particular case. And unless they have pled guilty or been found guilty at trial, we will give them that presumption of innocence. But those are the type of things that people will start to think about if they are going to actually charge the mother, Megan Boswell, at some point. We'll continue to follow the Evelyn Boswell case. Obviously, everyone wants Evelyn Boswell to be found safely, and maybe it's just a big misunderstanding, but I think most rational, realistic thinking people think that it's obviously something negative has happened, but hopefully we're all wrong. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And our dumb criminal contestant of the day is Jose Ramirez Callejas. Now, Mr. Callejas is 47, and it's unclear exactly how he got to a cattle ranch in Florida, or why he attacked a man in Florida at a cattle ranch with a bucket of cow manure. But yes, Mr. Callejas did that in fact. In fact, he admitted to dousing the victim with cow manure, and the cops observed cow manure on the victim's forehead as well as his leg. Apparently, Mr. Callejas picked up the bucket, scooped up manure, and then poured it over the victim. Now, Mr. Callejas apparently reports to being a transient and is currently booked in jail and has a lengthy history of aggravated assaults. Clearly, we are not saying that Mr. Callejas is dumb. He may have had a very good reason to dump the cow manure on there. Perhaps it was self-defense. We may not know yet until ultimately trial. But either way, it's kind of dumb to assault somebody with manure, okay? First of all, it makes a mess. Second of all, it's really stinky. And third, it leaves a mark on the victim in the sense that the police officer is able to view it, which corroborates the victim. So Mr. Callejas, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Hopefully there'll never be a next time, but you know, Mr. Caius, if you're going to do something like that, maybe just make sure the only witnesses around are in fact cows and not other witnesses. That's all we've got for you today. We appreciate you taking the time to watch. We really do. We know you have lots of things in the world that you could be doing, lots of things on YouTube you could be watching. So the fact that you take the time to watch our content is very much appreciated. Have a great day.